Said Fig Tree to Mulberry by Antonia Sulez. One lightning night the mulberry cracked. The axe of a fire came straight down, hacked, whirling into heart's center, whack. The trunk gashed through the middle, gave way right down to the rock. Thus ended the love affair, an incestuous one between my mulberry and my fig tree. For ages this had been going on in my garden between the two wide-leafed colossi, as they wound together in a possessive embrace, each vying to cover the other with burdensome protection. One day I overheard the following dialogue in my garden. The fig tree to the mulberry. Do you remember the children playing beneath our fronds? We would make them a roof of leaves through which the light seeped, producing a contrasting deep green shade that lay flat along the ground. Yes, said the mulberry, but you pressed the full weight of your branches down on mine, bent them over by force, yet I was crafty in spreading through the gaps, growing green nonetheless. I had no space in which to rise higher, to welcome woodpeckers, to offer their beaks the smooth skin of a wood capable, as long as cats didn't scratch their way up it, of responding without fraying all along those scars that trace tattoo-like cuts into the skin of headstrong adepts. And yet these were repeated blows, helpful, stimulating, comparable to the gentle bite marks that skin needs in order to regenerate rather than to attack. Since my collapse under your mantle, set in motion by the sky's torch, I no longer get to hear the cackles of a scolding master sound under the morning's radiant sky. Your distilled violet figs having perhaps gone to his head when, later, the hornet would be buzzing until nightfall, too heavy for having sucked their sugar. I so wanted to come to you, replies the fig tree, and if our trunks remained fixed at a forced distance from each other, for their part, our arms could do what arms do with distance, reuniting those whose planting holds them in the ground, embedded each in a designated spot. They would, and this was already beginning, have interlaced, laden as they were with so many branches made to knot secrets between them. Coil them like so in the hollows we formed, where the children stuck beneath our shadow, whispered between two rounds of games. We linked our boughs without becoming one, it's true, each of us remaining the same tree as before, myself a fig tree, carrying those exalted and luxurious pendants, honeyed fruits that no toothy calyx could catch in its cup, you maintaining the myth of a litter of silkworms for your rubies so black they seem deprived of that fresh blood most plants have for juice. So then we linked our boughs at a forced distance from each other, as is the fate of plants, weaving a votive trellis, or, if you like, in the score of life, autographing a mixed texture of foliage from each of us, as though to join from above that which had to remain separated below. So we bent towards each other in a way that worried visitors to this garden, grinding in the wind, bending before the mistral together. Thus bent, we framed the ringlets of a votive image of childhood, three laughing heads between the two of us, and the garden also laughed, open-hearted. Yes, but, replied the mulberry, you took away my breathing space, and with your heavy vegetation that you carried badly given the great age of your branches that had become brittle, with each of your big leaves you took away more and more of the elbow room I needed. So I was suffocating beneath your embraces, and could no longer stretch up under your weight. My fruits no longer attracted the worms, but your fruits took up all the space, colonizing the rosy silk of my ancestors with foreign growths. It's as though, adds the mulberry, I took your place, bearing your leaden offspring for you. In summer, their custody tortured me in the heat. Yes, indeed, I was your surrogate mother, but you were already dispossessing me of my own granular black berries. Only the lightest cats were still able weightlessly to frighten the imprudent jay, who in passing with a rustling racket of wings as noisy as the rumpling of organdy, stripped what was left of the leaves from the two boughs that those felines had scratched. But, protests the fig tree, we have mingled our fruits, figs and mulberries, don't you remember? I covered the sugary clusters on your generous arms with the milk of my figs. No, you tore my barely formed silk, grating the flesh of my nerves in envy, while deprived of strength I allowed your wide palms, flecked with gray fluff, to turn green, for it was your leaves that the children wanted, to wrap their fresh sardines on the embers of the vine shoots after Sunday market. Written at La Garde-Freinet, summer 2009.